I entitled my message this week, Wrapped in a Cloud. Ooh, what would that mean, wrapped in a cloud? Well, as we are approaching the wintry days, and I would think the way it's been around here lately, we're already in the wintry days and nights. And I think that allows us to cuddle up in your warmest, cozy fleece, or maybe some other kind of wrap. I think that whatever the thick or the silent blanket is, it's just something to give us comfort. Well, we don't have to worry about the white stuff out there. Now, if you're from Pennsylvania like I am, or a little further north of here, we get snow once in a while. But up north, they get what they call a blanket of white. Especially early in the morning, you wake up after the night and it's snowed overnight. It's just unbelievable looking out the window. You might have a foot of snow, and it just sort of obliterates everything familiar from our sight because it's all covered in white. Then elsewhere, white and a kind of a strange something else happens, the glowing haze in the frosty still air. And then when the sun peers through the haze in the northern climates and you have that snow, it casts an eerie kind of glow. A crystalline of particles of snow, and they glisten, almost blinding you with brilliance. Sound seems to have evaporated away, and you just hear the cold winter morning, just no noise. Maybe a wind a little bit, but the birds are not even chirping. And the earth seems to stand still, and the silence is, it's palatable, but you get the feeling you have just entered into a different kind of alien world where time has stopped. When a slice of sun razors through everything and it becomes so reflective, bright, and luminous, it's hard to see it all. It's sort of like a blinding light, and it casts the dynamic shadows across everything, and it's cold and icy, and the landscape is beautiful, but boy, when you go outside, it is cold, cold. But how exquisite is the frosty wonderland? And how disturbingly beautiful it is that we can reflect on it, those of us that experience it up north. And once in a very great while, we get a little bit of snow here, but we don't have that blanket of snow, so to speak. Perhaps this is the kind of feeling that gives us a touch of what it might have been like to be enveloped into God's brilliant cloud of light. A cloud so bright and encompassing that it leaves your entire face glowing, your soul and your spirit. Kiss that cloud. If you look on the website right there where it says message, and you got the scripture reading and the different things like that, there's a little icon, and it's a picture of a man with a cane. And I found this, and it's from a German painter by the name of Caspar David Friedrich. And he created a painting that is called Wonder Above a Sea of Fog. And if you look at that picture, you'll see what I'm talking about is he is above the clouds. He might be standing on a mountain somewhere. And he describes this a haunting image of what it must feel like to approach the mysterious supernatural that lies beyond life as we know it, to come into the presence of God, of the unknown, the difficult to fathom that, and the vastness and the indescribability of a true encounter with the divine. Take a look at that picture and you'll see. But throughout the scriptures, God's presence is described as a blanket or a brilliant cloud cover. Whether it was covering the ark, the Holy of Holies, leading God's people through the sea and the desert, enveloping Moses as he received God's tablets, enveloping Jesus during his baptism and his transfiguration, as it is in today's scripture. Enveloping Mary as she conceives. It's the same rolling breath of cloud that moves across the water at the dawn of creation. God is wrapped up in a cloud of light, overwhelming us and challenging us with indeterminable things and mysterious experiences and things that just go beyond our ability to comprehend. So the word in scripture for today is to describe God's cloud-like enveloping presence of God. There's a Greek word, and I can never pronounce Greek words, but they are the most visions of scripture, because scholars have translated that Greek word as overshadow, the Most High. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, announced the angel to Mary. But that definition leaves us curious. What's it mean? The actual Greek definition helps. It means to envelope with a brilliant cloud or haze, to obscure in brightness and glory, to inspect and examine, and to completely surround or swaddle in a cloud of God's Holy Spirit, His power and His presence, in all of its strange and dynamic brilliance. Mary, like Jesus later and many before her who experienced God's presence face to face, was to receive a cloud visitation. It'll come upon her, and she will conceive, just as Elizabeth before her. Both impossible, both miraculous, both spirit-induced pregnancy, harbingers of life and a glorious promise to be fulfilled. And then later on, too, Jesus would be swaddled, wrapped and swaddled, not just in a blanket, but in a cloud. So in our lingo, or our language, we have a saying, she has her head up in the clouds. For us, it means somebody's a dreamer. His or her mind and thoughts are elsewhere. We designate that person most often to be impractically, blissfully, ignorant, unaware of practicalities of life, imaginative, or even disconnected with the world. Usually when we say that about somebody, we don't mean it as a compliment. She's in the cloud, you know. But perhaps we should. For those who encounter God literally have their heads in the clouds. Clouds of God's creative energy and presence do not belong to what we deem as usual and practical, but to the realm of the supernatural, to the extraordinary, mysterious, and impossible things. To be sure of all, those who encounter God also encounter that dynamic feeling of impossibility, irrational joy and peace and wellness and hope for a newness and a change. We as Christ followers, if we strive for God's encounter, whether in worship, prayer, study, or meditation, we all yearn for that at least a moment to have our heads in the clouds, so to speak. I think clouds for us feels like it's an out-of-reach place for us, unless you're a pilot. We satisfy ourselves with staring at them from the earth below, and in a sense, God is like that for most of us, just looking up into the clouds. Some who experience soaring on the wings of the Spirit have had close encounters with God within the luminous cloud of light. Others may struggle with our own practicality or simply just settle for planting our feet firmly on the ground. But even if we do, we can know that they exist. Those experimental experiences, mysterious supernatural realms, and more importantly, a Holy Spirit visitation. That's one of the questions to all of us. Is our head in the clouds? Or are you a stay-on-the-ground kind of person? Well, either way, you can believe and know that the clouds and God exist, that miracles and impossible things happen. When God touched down on the earth in the form of a human, Jesus, the impossible came to be. Just as many other impossible miracles that God has done within our world and beyond, and because God has a dream for humanity that goes beyond our comprehension and our ability and often our willingness to understand. You know, music has a wonderful way of ministering to us. Music is so powerful. Even King David, our King Saul, when he was depressed, he called David, not king at the time, but David, and he would play his stringed instruments, and it would calm the spirit of Saul. In 1965, Andy Williams sang a song that became wildly popular. It was from the musical Man of La Mancha, and the song stayed on the lips of many, even today. It is called To Dream the Impossible Dream. Now, I'm not going to sing, but I do want to read the lyrics for a moment. To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chase from afar, to try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, if only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I am laid to rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to fight the unbeatable foe, to reach to the unreachable star. Wow. Perhaps you'll sing it today. You know, it's one of those songs that kind of sticks in your head, a mind throughout. They call it sometimes a mind worm. If you remember when we did the Top 10 Countdown, some of those songs that we talked about, how they kind of just get in your spirit and you just keep singing them all the day long. To dream the impossible dream. Well, I wasn't going to sing, but, you know, it's hard not to when you love the Lord, because it's an beautiful, and it's a gift of God given to all of us. So this Christmas season, the most beautiful, wonderful gift that God has ever given us is Jesus. Jesus, who God sent to fulfill his impossible dream for all of us. Jesus, whom God sent to right the unrightable wrong and to give us a new chance at eternal life. Hallelujah. Jesus, who gives us hope for a bright and beautiful future, no matter how dark or weary the earth appears. Jesus, who overcame all darkness and doubt and sin and evil in order to fulfill God's triumphant plan to redeem all of creation. So on this Christmas Eve, my prayer is for all of us that our head be wrapped in a cloud, a beauty and light of hope and faith. And may your sacred time this season of prayer be the first day of your new and glorious life. Reflect on what God has done for us through this Christ child. The joy of eternal life, only if you believe in your heart that not only did Jesus come, but he was raised from the dead, you'll be saved. Saved from what, preacher? From eternal damnation. Hell. I don't think any of us want to go to hell. Sometimes we're right on the edge of it with some of the things we do, but, you know, the wonderful thing about that present of Jesus Christ is that we can repent. And he gives us a clean slate. So, Merry Christmas. He, Jesus, is born. Praise be to God. I hope and pray you have a wonderful Christmas. God loves you, and so do we.